Ōtara Health, a charitable trust, has been operating a food bank in Ōtara since the second week of lockdown, servicing about 200-plus food parcels a week to families. Joining us now in the studio, our first studio interview for the longest time, it seems, is Tuava'a Le Fono, a community project worker with Ōtara Health, a charitable trust, for more. Thank you for your time this morning, Tua.
Thank you, Brian.
Hey, awesome. Well, firstly, how has the food bank been going since it started in the second week?
It was a bit of a challenge at first. Obviously, we have no experience in food banks, so I think logistically it was a challenge. Yeah. Trying to organise suppliers, a secure venue at first, refrigeration, fresh produce, packaging. So logistically it was a challenge. It wasn't impossible, but it took us a bit of time. I think maybe a couple of weeks to kind of get everything on board. But luckily for us, we were working alongside St. Vincent de Paul.
Yes.
Where in the offset they were supplying us with goods to kind of manage some of the, I guess, referrals that were coming in while we're getting our processes ready.
Sure.
So it was a challenge in the start. I think once it was presented, as I presented it to our staff and leadership team in our second week, because when we had gone into, I guess, working from home mode in the first week, so once we had presented it on the second week, it was just all go. But yeah.
And to date, how's it been for yourselves and in terms of the community engagement?
It's been great, to be honest. Community engagement in terms of meeting the needs of our community, it's been amazing. Some of the messages that we're getting in from people that have received goods is heartwarming.
Mm-hmm.
It's also given us a chance as Ōtara and other organisations to kind of work together collectively, focusing on those needs, which is, at the moment, is food parcels.
Mm. What's in the food parcels? What type of what's contained in the food parcels?
Well, what we found through the St. Vincent, because I had gone over there and had a look at what they're doing. I'm actually a St. Vincent volunteer for them as well, so I'd reached out to a good friend of mine, Delfina, who's the GM there, and I'd gone and had a look at what they were doing. They assisted with kind of the processes and stuff. Some of the stuff that they were delivering to us, you get two boxes, one box of fresh produce. You've got fresh veggies, bananas, tomatoes, potatoes. Then on your other box, you'd have your dry goods like Weet-Bix, milk, just core items. And then you'll also get a whole chicken, so a frozen whole chicken. So we've moved from that to now still doing the two parcels. You got your dry, you got your fresh produce, and then you get a pack of mince and a pack of chicken nibbles.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a significantly big family, you'd get two of those. So it's kind of worked out while we're trying to figure out what's essential needs, and also bearing in mind that some of these families have kids.
Mm-hmm.
So to kind of assist with families, we put some yogurts and stuff like that on there, especially now with school.
Okay. The location and operating hours of the food bank, please.
The location at the moment is now East Tamaki Community Hall.
Okay.
That's on East Tamaki Road. If you're familiar with Ōtara and East Tamaki Road, we're basically across the road from the East Tamaki block of shops, next to the tennis courts. We moved in there about last week. We had asked our local board for assistance to getting into that building, because the current location we were in previously, which was an employee of ours, Jim Empire, he gave that to us to utilise while we were in lockdown.
Sure.
So obviously with level 2, he was looking to open back up, which was awesome. But luckily we had already gone through the process beforehand of finding a new location a couple of weeks before. So it is East Tamaki Community Hall.
Tuava'a, when families are coming in and getting the parcels, what is it that you're hearing from the local Ōtara community about some of the challenges that they're facing during COVID-19?
From the start, what we initially found was there was a lot of solo parents with children that couldn't get to supermarkets, that couldn't get to the dairy. If they had to, they would have had to obviously pick up their kids and take them there with them. But at the same time, you couldn't take kids into the supermarkets. So those were the immediate, I guess, indicators from the start. Otara and South Auckland, they've got large families. So we've seen cases where there's large groups of families where there's more adults than kids sometimes. And, you know, a lot of them have been laid off work, made redundant. So it's a telling story of what else, apart from food, we need to focus on.
In terms of the food bank, how long will it be running for? How long do you foresee it continuing at this stage?
If it was up to us, it would be a permanent fixture in Otara, especially heading into, you got your wage subsidy almost finishing off soon. So I don't think we have kind of felt the brunt of this pandemic in our community. So based on our funding, we're funded by Auckland Emergency Management, Mass Organisation, which is a doctor's philanthropy, and also community Counties Manukau Health. So we're funded up until February. Oh, no, sorry, June. So we're funded up until June. The need has increased. So if we run out of money, it could be earlier, but if we can get sustainable funding, we can stretch out a lot further. So yeah, the since level two, numbers have increased dramatically.
So obviously for potential funders tuning in this morning, it'd be great to, you know, get behind an amazing cause. Where can people find out more information, please, around the food bank, or who do they get in touch with?
If you're on Facebook, it's basically jumping on our Facebook page, which is the Otara Charitable Trust. We've got a jot form there that people can fill out. If you're having issues filling out the form, we do have our 09 number, which I'll send to you. I don't even remember my work phone number at the moment. So, but yeah, if you can't fill out the form, talk to someone else that can, and they can fill it out on your behalf. So what we're finding is that we're trying to get a process that works for everybody, but we can't cater for everyone's needs because obviously that sort of stuff will cost money. 800 number will cost us money. So while we do have a bit of funding, we're trying to allocate all that funding on food.
Okay. Tuava'a le whono, community project worker with Otara Health Charitable Trust, thank you so much for your time this morning, and to you and the team, keep up the amazing work.